Gee, you would never ever have seen that if you weren't raking. Even though you were, I'm surprised you saw it. That's so camouflaged.
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
It's been a very quiet few weeks. I've never had a drought as bad as this before. I mean, I had an 8-week mamba drought. I've never gone 8 weeks without catching a mamba. It's been awful. Thankfully, I did break the drought with a really rushed rescue where police were chasing a suspect down someone's garden and they bumped into a black mamba. So, I mean, that's one way to discover a snake, or one way I've never heard of. But it was 2 minutes from my house, literally 2 minutes. So I raced there and I managed to catch the snake, a big one, a really grumpy one as well. But I didn't have time to record it or anything, so it's all so rushed. The criminal did get away, unfortunately. Although he may have got bitten, which would have been very sad. Now I'm rushing off to the outer west area of Durban for what looks like a large puff adder. Well, it's definitely a puff adder. I've had a photo sent to me. It looks fairly big. The homeowner was raking leaves up off her lawn, just cleaning up her lawn, and she raked something that didn't move, didn't budge. And when she had a closer look, she noticed there was a snake. So she must have got a big fright. Luckily, she does have dogs, but she's locked them away. I was worried maybe the dogs had sniffed it out, and if they did, there's a chance they could have got bitten. And in cases like this, it's always better to move the puff adder for its safety and for the dog's safety. Of course, you don't want a human standing on one either. So I'm going now to collect it. Puff adder rescues are normally pretty straightforward, nothing too dramatic or difficult. They're large-bodied snakes. People think they're extremely slow. They can actually burst into action and move with a bit of speed, but nothing like a mamba or a cobra. So they're not like the most difficult snake to catch. Pretty straightforward, as I say. So see how it goes. I'm hoping it just sits. I think it was just taking a bit of cover from the cold weather yesterday. I mean, yesterday I think the max was 17, and up here it's probably colder than that. So, and the sun hasn't really popped out today. So yeah, I think it's just trying to just keep as warm as possible, or not freeze, shall I say. I finally made it, got a bit lost. It's beautiful out here, nice grasslands, driveway, there's horses and guinea fowl. My kind of place. Oh, right here. Wow, well camouflaged, eh?
Wow! I was sweeping leaves.
The head's right under.
And it didn't want to move, the leaf didn't want to move, and I think, and then, oh my god, it's a f***ing snake!
Gee, you would never ever have seen that if you weren't raking. Even though you were, I'm surprised you saw it. That's so camouflaged. I mean, the head, the head's not visible. Yo, look at that, eh? I reckon if you walk, even if you stepped next to it or on it now, it wouldn't bite you. I think it's trying so hard to just...
to keep out of the cold.
Well, to also remain undetected. But yeah, it's trying to like bury itself to keep remotely warm, even though it's freezing here. I reckon it wouldn't bite you now. I wouldn't take a chance. I'm not going to pick it up with my hands or anything.
Now my daughter's 15 eyes. My daughter, 2-year-old, was playing there.
Oh gosh.
We don't know how long it's been in the bathroom.
They certainly would have known by now. It's a horrible bite. It's very painful. Yeah, it starts with toxic venom, so it causes swelling and pain and tissue damage. It's not a fun bite. Let's wake it up. There it is. Sorry to wake you. Yeah, there you go. More in the defensive position now. Sure. It's a pretty snake. It's quite a big one.
Ooh.
That gave you a fright. That gave everyone a fright. See how they can just burst into action like that? There's this line dead still, and then all of a sudden, as you can see, like I was saying earlier, it wouldn't bite you.
Yeah.
Now it would. Because now it knows it's exposed. It feels scared. Now it's a different story.
Oh my word. Yeah. That was excitement for the day.
Oh well, that was pretty cool. A nice puff adder. Bit cheeky once exposed, but it really reminded me how well these snakes can camouflage themselves. I mean, I can't believe the lady saw it. It was just luck that she was raking and she felt the rake go over it. Although she'd never have seen it. It really had dug itself into the grass among some like broken leaves, and it was just super camouflaged. So that's what these snakes can do. And as I said when I was there, I reckon you'd walk right next to it or possibly even stand on it and it wouldn't bite. There has been experiments done that show that's what they do. They will often not bite because it gives away their position. So yeah, it's a nice size. It's no giant, but a decent size. Looks like a female. Freezing up there. So I'll wait for the next warm day and I'll take a drive back up the side and find a nice grassland to release it in. They like grassland areas. Don't worry, I'll make sure it's not a grassland below someone's house. It'll be a nice, pretty wild area. But yeah, nice to have some action. Now hopefully for a mamba or a python or green mamba, something exciting. This was exciting, but something that involves a bit more adrenaline maybe.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.